CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!
Listening to Cue It Up on 101.9 FM CITR. Get back to you just a moment. Next up is Rabbits Pandemic. Right now you're listening to The Bugs Void featuring Rupert.
People.
Wow. Hey, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from UBC Vancouver on unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory. And you're listening to Cue It Up. Hey, this is John. How's it going? We just heard Rabbit's Pandemic off the upcoming album Communion. Rabbit, Houston producer of grime, experimental, noisy electronics. Releasing this album, Communion, on Triangle Records, but I believe he is behind Halcyon Veil, a new label which has been responsible for some interesting releases. YB, the Swedish producer's debut, for instance. I believe Swedish. And before that, we heard The Bugs' Void featuring Liz Harris, who is, of course, a grouper. And these tracks were chosen because today, well, to start from the beginning, last week I played a few tracks to, you know, sort of put out into the field, into the world, that Vancouver New Music's Nomadic Streams, a festival in collaboration with Vivo New Media, was in town, would be in town, would be making itself heard at the Vivo Center. And that was playing on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, maybe even Wednesday, some kind of a pre-show dealy. I'm not sure entirely of the details, but it was something that I was interested in speaking to. And as such, I played a single track from a single artist, due, of course, to my lack of planning, my lack of foresight. And I decided, having been to the festival on Saturday, and of course, if you're interested in the kind of music that Vancouver New Music puts out, contemporary classical, new classical, experimental, in this case, ambient music, the festival was themed along ambient lines, then of course you can still follow Vancouver New Music and learn more about their events. They'll be hosting Tim Hecker at the Orpheum Annex in November, and he'll be arriving with some new material. But, as I was saying, my level of coverage was woefully inadequate, and I decided in my sort of rush to figure out what to play today on Cue It Up that I would delve back into the past, the recent past, not some imagined a fictive, nostalgic past that sort of afflicts all of us, that attaches itself to us, compromises our ability to remember what was there before. But instead, the past, the nostalgia of the last week, for instance, you know, sort of a redemptive gesture of nostalgia, not even nostalgia, memory, really, remembering. And in this case, a short-term remembering. On that note, The Bug. Last year, I did not get a chance to see his show at the now-defunct Electric Owl. Very regrettable. The Bug, UK producer, dub producer, techno producer, been around for many, many decades. And yeah, so that was The Bug. And Rabbit's track is my favorite of the year thus far. I'm looking forward to his album, highly anticipating. Again, out October 30th, Communion. And got a trio of songs coming up now. And I'll speak more to these after the fact. But we're going to hear some U.S. Girls, her album from this year. We're going to hear Grimes, some early Grimes. And then we're going to hear some Meredith Monk. So, yeah, stay tuned. Oh,
chance, last chance. Last, last chance. Last. Last chance, last dance. Last chance, last chance. Last chance, a chance, a chance, a chance. Last chance, a chance, a chance, a chance, a chance. Last chance, na 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 na. Last dance, last dance, last da la 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 la. Last dance, last da la da la da la da la da la 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 la. Last dance, last da la da la da la 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 la. Last minute, last minute, last minute, 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 last minute, last minute, 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 last minute, last minute, last minute, last minute, 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 last minute, last minute, 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 no. Last laugh, 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 last laugh. Cojones. Na 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 na
an interest in how your bike works? Want to learn more? Then come on out to the AMS Bike Co-op's Intro to Mechanics workshop. This workshop is a four-session series on Thursdays from 6:30 to 8:30, starting on November 5th. In the sessions, you'll learn how bikes work and how to do simple repairs and maintenance. There will be plenty of hands-on demonstrations, so bring your own bike to class to practice on. For all the information, prices, schedule, and to register, head on over to www.bikecoop.ca.
Tonight, it's my turn.
One, two, three!
Oh, what a night. Late December, back in September.
All right, y'all, it's the night you've been waiting for. CITR 101.9 FM's first karaoke night of the year. Do you want to belt out that jammer from 1993 that you've been reserving in your notes on your phone for a special day in which karaoke is being presented by the campus and community radio station? Or do you want to just watch other people rock out to weird tunes and enjoy the spectacle from a distance? Either way, come down to Kerner's Pub on the UBC campus this Wednesday, October 28th at 8 p.m. for a free karaoke party and a guaranteed wild time with your pals from CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yep, yep, yep. Radio, 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 radio. Yep, 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 yep. Oh, ah, 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 ah. Happy, 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 happy. Boing, 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 boing. Yep.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, UBC Vancouver, on unceded, traditional Coast Salish Musqueam land. And I am not trying to cover up my lack of songs now that I'm looking at my playlist, realizing that I'm a good 15 minutes behind on content. I'm not trying to simply insert any audio file I come across so that you will not detect the fact that this show is distinctly last minute and somewhat unripe. More to the fact, I will not disguise the fact that we just played Meredith Monk. Clever, clever little segue. There we go. We just heard Meredith Monk's 2003 composition, Last Song. Absolutely, absolutely gorgeous, even that stage of her career, her current stage, that is, this contemporary era, still doing innovative things, still creating within the context of each composition, that sort of linear structure of voice, which diverges, which, you know, sets up its own rules, its own patterns, and then introduces new ones. My favorite vocalist, absolutely, Meredith Monk, of course, famous New York composer, performer, etc. Grimes, we heard for that. Venus in Fleurs off the studio debut, Getty Primes. Grimes, of course, you know, not often you hear that name. But if you would like to know more, just go pick up a copy of the Vancouver Sun and read all about it. And really just doing those things up in that dance pop scene that is the music corpus that we all enjoy and derive pleasure from. Grimes, Venus and Fleurs. For that, we heard U.S. Girls, Damn That Valley, Meg Remy's project. U.S. Girls opened for Peaches at the Commodore a few weeks back at what I hear was a spectacular show. Of course, it's you don't get much time to go on. In that kind of context, U.S. Girls are on stage for not more than 20 minutes, I hear, but nonetheless, they're Meg Remy's new album, Half Free. Phenomenal. I picked all of those tracks because they have distinct tinges of, you know, remembering, nostalgia. Meredith Monk's song, possibly, you know, longing. But you know, I would have born out of some exigency of the present, but I think to derive your understanding of longing, you know, you're looking into the past, you're looking into last experiences, missed opportunities, etc. Grimes, of course, a lot of resourcefulness on that album. Getty Primes, lots of different, I would say, like hints of cassettes listened to, analog recordings inspired by, and U.S. Girls, of course, a chamber pop using those loops, which are so reminiscent of specifically an American constructed nostalgia. As I was saying, this show began with my talking about my missed boat for the Nomadic Streams, my inability to play songs according to the importance of that particular festival. It is expired, of course, it has happened. It happened over the weekend. But Vancouver New Music is still doing new things. Tim Hecker will be in town at the Orpheum Annex, thanks to Vancouver New Music. He'll be presenting some new music of his that has been in the works. That'll be in late November. I'm not going to play any Tim Hecker because, well, you know. I will be playing some musicians from Vancouver New Music, and I hope to do my part in stifling the sort of infinite cycle and, you know, the no-progress of contemporary art, of new fixtures and innovations and installations and et cetera, just the infinite amount of creation and consumption which leads us nowhere, by playing songs from an event that has already happened. And in this sense, I become an archivist rather than a destroyer. And I hope that this is the ethical thing to do as I put on Nick Storing Gardens 3, Unexpecting. And afterwards, we're going to hear some Lossal and then some sounds and then something else that I'm not quite sure of yet because I underplanned this particular episode. But next week, right now, Nick Storing, Gardens 3, Unexpecting. Thank you.
Thank you. crime racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Right Honorable W.L. Mackenzie King, Prime Minister of Canada, speaking from Ottawa.
There is no home in Canada, no family, and no individual whose fortunes and freedom are not bound up in the present struggle.
This Remembrance Day, CITR presents At Home and Overseas. More than two dozen Vancouver actors recreate the personal stories of those who experienced firsthand what life was like in Canada during the Second World War. Wednesday, November 11th, from 6:30 to 8 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. Or look for the podcast at citr.ca.
You're gonna hang out the washing on the Siegfried line. Have you any dirty washing, mother dear? We're gonna hang up the washing on the Siegfried line, 'cause the washing day is here. Whether the weather may be wet or fine.
Hello, hello. This is John. Just a reminder that you're listening to Cue It Up on 101.9 FM, CITR, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on traditional unceded Coast Salish Musqueam land. You're currently listening to Sounds, track Senseless in Space. Before that, we were listening to Lossil with Fieldhead, the track Fury. For that, we heard Nick Storing, the third part of his Gardens composition, Unexpecting. And as it turns out, I needed to take up less time with ambience and gibberish, my own, of course, and audio data than I anticipated. So we're going to be listening to sounds. I'm going to revisit you briefly after this 8-minute long track. And then we're going to listen to one of Joseph Hammer's compositions, an extract for one of his compositions. And then we will reconvene next week. Thank you. Thank you.
horrible snap of cold. The fire in the paddocks started when a squirrel scorched itself on a power cable. The horses panicked, frightened, wildly fleeing from the flames. One last race for their lives, out into that cruel snap of cold. No other way to escape the flames but to cross the Red River. Swimming in the current, swimming, fighting the current. That current clogging with jagged chunks of freeze-up. The ice takes on heft, deadliness. Horribly, everything clogs. Both horse and ice clog together. An ice and horse jam. Piles and paralyzes. Locks each animal in place by its panicked, bulging neck, by its frenzied head. The heads stay this way for the whole winter. 5 months at the forks. 11 nights on a vast white chessboard. A great public spectacle. We grow used to the sadness, simply incorporated into our days. Soon, Holly Snowshoe Club embarks on weekly jaunts out to the horse heads and holds little jamborees there. Winter strollers visit the heads frequently, often on romantic rambles. Lovers gather to sit among or even on frozen heads. Picnics or to spoon beneath the dome of our city. Horse heads are always frozen in those same transports of animal panic and abandonment breeding unambiguously to the young lovers of the head. The city enjoys a tremendous baby boom the following autumn. Humans born of horses.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, British Columbia, on unceded Coast Salish Musqueam land. And this is Queued Up. I'm John, your host, for the next 4 minutes. At four, or possibly a bit later, as Steve may be having some troubles getting to the station today, we will likely be transitioning to Asian Wave 101. Music hosted by Steve Zhang, programming curated by Steve Zhang, Chinese pop, Korean pop, and the history of it, the culture behind the tracks, what's happening in the contemporary world of these music scenes. Steve is an excellent man in terms of these resources. And I encourage you to stay tuned here on CITR 101.9 FM. At 5 p.m., the Arts Report. Of course, CITR's collective, arts collective, arts journalism, reporting, interviews, excerpts, etc. Stay tuned for that as well. What we just heard was Sounds Senseless in Space. Sounds, local ambient musician, Lossoul and Fieldhead Fury, a collaborative track between the two. Don't have much to say about that. Lossoul did release one of my favorite albums of last year, Sea Island. He's done a lot of these site studies, and I can't quite remember the case for Sea Island, but with New Brighton Park, that was composed of field recordings, and definitely in Lossoul's work there's a creation of atmospherics through the use of analog instrumentals and field recordings, but also the pulse of ambience and looping electronics. And it's very interesting what he's doing. Nick Storing, celloist from Toronto, but of course a lot of electronic manipulation, a lot of feeding back into other devices. Very interesting material. And all of those were artists that you could have seen at Vivo, but it was Vancouver New Music's event. It was their Nomadic Streams Festival. Once again, I would like to enunciate the power of remembering, in this case, remembering back to just last week when that happened. I was there for a day. Were you? Pretty cool, right? Wish I could have gone for more days, but I didn't. And I wish I could have promoted it more, but I couldn't, because I wasn't aware. And now, instead of rushing headfirst into the future, we can contemplate on all the things we missed, all those shows we didn't go to, parties we didn't have, and realize something or another. Here's Joseph Hammer. Track is I Love You, Please Love Me Too. Joseph Hammer, LA artist, tape artist, one of my favorites. And we're going to listen to this until we transition to Asian Wave 101. I'm trying to remember if I had any more to say about faux nostalgia. But I can't quite remember, and that's not a gag. I actually do not. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Tune in again next week, 3 to 4. Love y'all.
Tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome. Apologies for the late start. I hope you've been enjoying your week. Hard to believe that October is almost over and November is about to arrive, meaning that winter is almost here. It's really hard to believe how time actually flies so fast. Don't forget, daylight saving comes to an end November 1st. Turn your clocks back and get that extra hour of sleep because you deserve it. You're now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Asian entertainment news and music, live in the beautiful city of Vancouver. I'm your host, Steve Zhang, broadcasting to you from the UBC campus on unceded Coast Salish territory. Thank you all for joining me today. Again, apologies for the late start.